Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, so we have a great public transit system. I don't think we have any subways. We do have the monorail, or I don't know if it's actively working, between the hotels, which I thought was pretty cool. And then we have a lot of Ubers, we got a lot of Lyfts, we got, you know, a great bus system. But most of us, because it's very, very sprawled out, it's very hot, and, you know, most of us kind of live, we don't really work close to home. We usually have to drive at least 5-10 miles. To get to where we work, most of us have cars. So for public transit in southern Nevada, not the biggest topic, but it sure is a big hot topic in New York. California has a subway system, and in other places, because many people rely, even in southern Nevada, people rely on the bus, people rely on public transportation. And so a big question I get, actually there's two things I get a lot, is one is, you know, is it safe? And two is, this is all going to end and we're going to go back to normal, aren't we? Gosh, people always ask, you know, when are we going to go back to normal? We're going to go back to normal. Well, I don't know. The longer we do this, the less we're going to bounce back. We talked about this with movie theaters. You know, Regal's supposed to be opening up in, I think, August 21st, and we'll showcase Tenet, the new movie that's out. My sons say Tenet's supposed to be super good, so we're going to see it. We'll probably go to the movie. I'm not going to probably buy popcorn or anything like that because, again, I'll keep my mask on. And I don't know. I just don't do well with popcorn because it gets in my teeth, and I'm trying to pick my teeth. And then when you pick your teeth, it makes noise, and then I can't hear. And I'm like, what did I say? I couldn't hear because I was picking my teeth. And then my son's like, Mom, be quiet. I'm like, I didn't hear what he said. What did he say? And then I missed the next thing, and then I was like, okay, forget it. I'm the type of person that will laugh quietly so I don't miss the next joke. I could force myself to laugh quietly because I just don't want to miss anything in the movie or any of the jokes. If not, then I got to watch a whole movie all over again. I just don't want to miss anything. So anyway, neither here nor there. But New York, all right, has been having some issues in terms of their city reopening and people being so fearful of COVID after they went through what they went through with hospitals being overloaded and, you know, and people, you know, falling out windows and falling off morgues and being shunted to nursing homes and, I don't know, Cuomo chips and all sorts of stuff. People are freaking out, and apparently the car business and the car registrations have been skyrocketing over the last month in July. Bill de Blasio a few days back said, guys, hold off on the cars. You really don't need to buy a car. You could trust public transit. Well, how safe is it? I mean, you're telling people that they need to social distance, telling people they need to be at least 6 feet apart. You're saying that a lot of these things that people are wearing, these, you know, fleece, you know, coverings and head and mouth coverings, if they're a bandana, they're worthless. And, you know, you really have to use something that's multi-layered, you know, mask. You know, a lot of these handmade ones that are multi-layer work, the surgical masks even better, the N95s without the valve even better. And meanwhile, the subway's packed. You know, and I used to ride the subway, you know, every time I went to New York. I haven't been to New York now in about a year and a half because of COVID. But, I mean, you are standing, you are smelling the guy's underarm right next to you, and your face is right up in his axilla. And so, you're really kind of close. So how are you supposed to keep that distance? Well, from what I understand, on the subway, they're you know, they're closing the subways down at midnight overnight so they could clean. They're making sure they're social distancing. They're recommending that you don't travel during peak times. So go to work at a non-peak time. Non-peak time on the subway to me would be in the middle of the night, and they're closed. But you know, they're doing sanitation. They're making sure, you know, they're doing the best they can with that. But you have a lot of people saying, to heck with this. You know, I'm done with this. I'm gonna, you know, now work from home. I'm gonna get a car. So the reason why, you know, it's a kind of a difficult question to answer, and I can't be very optimistic about us just going back to normal. Like after the Spanish flu, people went back to normal. They went to baseball games without the mask. They did, you know, the reason why I don't know how much we're gonna see normalcy or if it's gonna change forever is because once somebody does decide, you know what, I'm done with Subways. I am gonna get a car. Or I am going to, you know, make these certain changes or these modifications. Or, you know what, I am going to work from home. You know what, you know, I liked my kid not being bullied, you know, or my kid not getting germs. I liked being around my kids, you know, and watch them grow and watch them learn. You know, you have some people saying, take my kid, I'm done. But you have others really liking it. And so, you know, once people start to make this work, remember, we had a lot of trouble making it work in the beginning. You know, all of a sudden I have two boys running around in their underwear at the house eating up my fridge. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm coming home for lunch. Where's my eats? You know, and they're like, well, Mom, we were hungry. I'm like, why aren't you in school? I mean, when you're in school, you eat at school. Okay, you eat on campus. Now you're eating my eats. What the hell? So there was a big adjustment period having the kids at the house. And then, you know, I'm trying to see patients. Right? I'm trying to see patients in my own, you know, private room, being HIPAA compliant, seeing patients through telemedicine. And all of a sudden, you're hearing, you know, all this rap and music in the background and, you know, one bad chef in a kitchen full of dough. I mean, you're hearing all that stuff. And I'm like, look, I'm trying to see what the heck's going on here. So there was such an adjustment. It was so much so many changes we had to make that now we kind of got it. We're good. We figured this out. So if somebody goes, okay, back to the way it was, I don't know how many of us are going to change. I love working at home. You know? I like it. It's fun. You know? And I got my TV. I got the cats. You know, I get that my dog loves that I'm home. You know? Well, the cats don't, but the dog does. Same thing. You know, people are like, look, I like having a car. You know? I like, you know, ride sharing. I don't have to go on the subway now. I'm done. So, same thing with movies, restaurants, all that. So, do I think we're going to go back to normal like Spanish flu? The only thing that is interesting with the Spanish flu is you see pictures of people at the baseball game. You know, I understand parades got canceled and certain things got canceled. But, some businesses closed and all that. But I don't think it was as strict as it is now. So, I don't think we could compare ourselves exactly to the Spanish flu because things are a little different right now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALIO. Go ahead. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I got to give a shout out to the hospitals out there. These hospitals, they don't really talk a lot to the media. And it's understandable why, because, I mean, they just want to do business. They want to just get the business done. And many of these hospitals early on have been running a slew of blood tests when you come in with COVID. And they would run a D-dimer, they'd run a ferritin, they'd run a C-reactive protein. They would run these tests to see if you were more in a severe state with your COVID than not. And they would use that to kind of predict, you know, if they need to ready an ICU bed or not. And, you know, based on how you came in, and we talked about this actually a few months ago, based on some of these numbers or these biomarkers, they would be able to kind of judge if, look, you might get the blood clots. you know, or you might have this cytokine storm, you know, and even though sometimes it's not 100% predictable, because again, it's, you know, man bakes, God links, you know, man works, God laughs. You know, there's another power, you know, in charge, whether it's nature, whether it's, you know, karma, whether it's the Lord, however you believe. These biomarkers sometimes can signal that things could be going wrong. So apparently in the news, interleukin 6, LDH, definitely they've been running for a while. So they'll look at these biomarkers to see if, you know, you are at risk for inflammation, etc. And so some people have been asking, can they get the blood test when they aren't in the hospital? And so there's a lot of discussions on what we're able to do if you're not that bad. The problem is many of these tests won't necessarily be abnormal when you are mild. Okay, so the biomarkers aren't, I believe, at that point yet where we could predict that far into the future. But you having, you know, your D-dimer off or LDH off or your ferritin off or, you know, acutely, you know, kind of can prepare them within the next day or so. So the hospitals have been doing it all along. You're going to see that news going, why wasn't anybody doing it? They have been doing it. All right. They have been doing it. We discussed it. You might want to listen to my show a little bit more often, but they have been doing it. Now, we were talking about immunity, and many people ask me, what the heck is the difference between a virus that you get and you're stuck with for life, a virus that you get that you're immune to for life, or a virus that you're just going to keep getting year after year after year? And there's a few different theories, okay? The biggest theory that people have is, well, the virus mutates. So when you get a virus and your antibodies recognize it, your antibodies are like, wait a second, okay, this isn't Dr. Dahlia. This is something else. And they're like, well, how can you tell? Well, there's no googly eyes and its hair is combed. Like, oh, okay, so that's not a Dr. Dahlia component in the body. No, you sure it's not a piece of her IUD? No, it's not her IUD. No, it's not her NuvaRing. It's not the VagFM. I think this is foreign. So, you know, the cells talk and they go, okay, so we need to make an antibody. We need to, you know, produce, we need to produce, you know, our troops such that if this sucker tries to come back into Dr. Dahlia, right, we could fight it off and stave it off. You know, and then you have some going, really, do we really like her that much? Like, look, that's her job. All right, it's in the contract, it's our job. Now, maybe some immune systems don't want to. Maybe some immune systems are lazy. So the virus comes in and they kind of do a halfway mediocre sort of immune response depending on the virus. Could be a good virus, could be a very, very strong antigenic virus. But if the body's immune system is not really that strong or that equipped or that motivated, they may not make enough troops, which is why somebody could possibly get an infection again. Another reason is you have a virus that comes in and it hits that person hard. And the antibodies, they get formed, right? They have the soldiers. They're like, we're ready. We are ready for this one. We are ready. Meanwhile, that virus decides to kind of mutate. Then it decides to come from right flank next time. And the troops are so ready for the original looking one that all of a sudden this new one comes going, oh, wait a second. Looks like we need to make antibodies to that one. And so in the process of making antibodies, you might feel like crap. That's why some people, when they get the flu shot, they go, oh, I got the flu. It might not so much be that, because usually the flu shot is a killed virus, so we're not really giving you flu. But the immune system trying to respond to it and identify it can kind of make you feel cruddy. So, you know, while your troops are ready for one shape of a virus and the virus now changed shape, virus keeps changing shape, you just have to keep making new antibodies. And you will. You'll keep making new antibodies. As long as you're making new blood cells, you know, white blood cells, you're going to make new antibodies. But then you have the type of viruses that the body's like, you know, they're reading the paper going, nah, I'm not going to waste my time on that one. And there are some viruses like in the respiratory family, like the coronaviruses or the rhinoviruses, where they affect, let's say, the nose and the respiratory tree. And your nose is supposed to trigger a sneeze reflex, right? respiratory tree is supposed to trigger a cough reflex. Your bowels are supposed to trigger a diarrhea reflex. So your antibodies are pretty busy. And all of a sudden, here comes another virus or whatever that kind of lands on the nose. And the nose is like, hey, guys, we got someone here. And they're like, well, it's your job. I mean, why aren't you doing anything? Why it's on us? The nose is like, I have to work all the time. You know, she has a hairy nose, and she's got lots of boogers, and she picks her boogers. And, you know, I got to deal with her sticking things up her nose. And I used to actually put Neosporin in my nose a lot. When we had huge MRSA outbreaks, you know, in the city, and a lot of people coming in with MRSA, I would put Neosporin in the nose. I didn't have Bactroban, but I just didn't want to become a carrier of that, so I would have Neosporin in the nose. So my nose didn't like me, you know. And they're like, you know, gosh, you know, and then she sings, and then, you know, she's always cleaning the potty boxes out of the cat, so I'm always having to smell that. You do it. And the immune system's like, no, okay, you know, it's a virus, it's a rhinovirus, it's a coronavirus, this is on you. And so sometimes the immune system, you know, if it's relying on other aspects of the body and it's not a virus that it's that very scared of, you know, and it's a virus that actually doesn't last long, a lot of times these rhinoviruses or coronaviruses or enteroviruses are gone pretty quickly. Sometimes you're not going to make a certain immune response. So in a very long-winded manner, I've kind of described. Yeah, I know immunologists out there are like, oh, my God, please don't teach immunology. But I hope I kind of explained how, you know, it's not just a virus mutating. It's that, you know, it could just be that, you know, the body's immune system just isn't, you know, strong enough to make an immune response to it. Or, you know, the virus isn't around long enough. This coronavirus, though, has potential. Because this coronavirus likes to really stick around. Now, I'm hearing some people are done in 2-3 days. Like when you guys get the flu. You know, you get a fever, you're pretty much done in about 3 to 5 days. The flu can last 7 to 10 days, but the average person, by about 3 to 5 days, they're back. They're back to work. They're like, yeah, I had the flu and I'm good. Same thing with stomach bugs. Many of them, they're down for a couple days and then they're back, if they're healthy. This coronavirus, it's lagging on a long time. With Alyssa Milano, she said she had symptoms for 4 months. Maybe acute phase of it for weeks. So if you do have a virus in your system that long, maybe our immune systems are going to kind of have enough time to really, you know, work and need and, you know, make the antibodies for that virus. So that's a very, very promising factor for us to maybe have a longer immunity to this virus. What's going to screw that whole thing up is if coronavirus ends up being very highly mutable. So, you know, here we are going through weeks of, you know, exposure and getting exposed and, you know, getting our antibodies up and trying to build our antibodies. But if the antibodies don't really last or the virus changes, then all that's for naught. So, you know, it's a very, very frustrating thing because we're in season one of this virus. We're assuming this is the first, the 2020 season of coronavirus, which really is probably a 2019 to 2020 season of coronavirus. This is something like we usually haven't seen. The previous coronavirus, the previous SARS virus that we saw in 2002 to 2003, or the 2003 virus, that ended by July. Last case was noted in end of May. This one, we got our first cases supposedly in January. I wouldn't be surprised if we had it last November. But here we are still going, and we're in August. And we still have certain states with cases that are rising, positive cases. Deaths starting to narrow off, thank God. A lot of states are starting to report cases going down. New York reporting cases going down. So is this virus going to go away before the fall? Is it going to just kind of smolder and then reignite? Or are we going to get a new COVID? So we'll know more about our antibody response, hopefully by late fall, early next spring. Not soon enough for my taste. Kind of like to know now, but that's kind of where we are. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says Democrats are hurting the most vulnerable people in the United States as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
It does struggling families and laid-off workers and stressed-out school principals and healthcare professionals a disservice.
The Senate is in session on Tuesday, but not the House. Grocery stores now on the West Coast are recalling onions that could contain salmonella amid an outbreak of bacteria that sickened over 600 people in 43 states. Progressive Produce is recalling red and yellow onions sold on the West Coast in Trader Joe's in Arizona, California, and Utah. The FDA also saying to only eat cooked onions, as there may be bacteria nationwide sold by retailers such as Giant Eagle, Walmart, and Kroger. You're listening to USA Radio News. Car dealerships are scrambling to keep inventory in stock as used car sales skyrocket. Auto factory closures, stimulus checks, and low interest rates are among the reasons more customers are buying used cars. John Schmidt sells used cars. He tells Fox News it's been a challenge for him to even find vehicles.
It's very difficult. I'm looking all over the Midwest and further.
Schmidt says when he finds vehicles at auctions, he's having to pay a premium.
Yes, some vehicles I'm paying a heck of a lot of money for, especially trucks.
According to a new Axios Ipsos coronavirus poll, half of Americans know someone who's tested positive for the virus. 55% of Democrats, 49% of Republicans, and 44% of independents surveyed know someone who tested positive. One in five know someone who's died from the virus, and one in five Americans have been tested. Also worth noting, 38% of Americans say they're gaining weight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Lady Gaga, a very, very talented singer and actress. Her real name is Stefanie Germanotta, but she's 34 years old, and she's opened up again about her past and need to take olanzapine, which is a mood stabilizer used to treat bipolar and schizophrenia. Now, while discussing her new album Chromatica with Zane Lowe on Apple Music Beats One radio station, she spoke of her track 911 and she described her use of the medication. And she reports that she has the inability to at times, quote, control what her brain does, and believes that her, quote, mental issues sometimes renders her non-functional as a human. And she's opened up a lot in the past. I think she had an interview with Oprah where she described that she suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder after being raped multiple times, I believe, when she was 19 years old. And she had described to Oprah that she had a psychotic break, where she described the disassociation that commonly happens in those with psychosis. Now, bipolar and schizophrenia are two very, very different I don't want to call them diseases, but they are. They're different conditions. Bipolar we used to call manic depression, where you would kind of circle the poles, where you could be very, very depressed, or then you could be very elated. And there's various types of bipolar, which we've talked about, but there's lots of stars that have come out being very open about, you know, their bipolar diagnosis. I think Catherine Zeta-Jones, I believe Ben Stiller, and, you know, we think Mozart might have had, you know, bipolar, and some of the most artistic and talented people may also suffer from bipolar because, again, what's sometimes a curse is also a gift. So people with bipolar may be able to have those high octave ranges, not only literally with voice, but also in terms of creation or artistry, you know, or acting. And so with bipolar, we'll, you know, many times see people who, you know, may have these manic episodes where they'll gamble a lot or they'll want a lot of sex or they'll shop a lot. But also sometimes their manic bursts might be artistic, artistic acts where all of a sudden they will just write a song, you know, in 2 hours. And it's a hit, and you're like, where did you come up with it? You know, and so, you know, we do want to be very, very careful when we do treat people with bipolar because on one end, you know, we want to make sure they could still, you know, maintain a relationship, maintain their job because, you know, the downs and sometimes the mood swings could be, you know, very detrimental to relationships and, you know, to being able to, you know, work, you know, with a team that might not, you know, understand those sorts of mood swings. But then on the other end, we definitely don't want to extinguish any flames, you know, so it does take certain medications, you know, like Zyprexa, which is the brand name for what Lady Gaga's taking. Schizophrenia is also serious, but this is where people interpret reality abnormally, where they seem to have out-of-body experiences or these disassociations. And when you see somebody go through one of these quote-unquote psychotic breakdowns, like Lady Gaga said she did, I believe she did when she was going through a deposition of something that might have, I think, taken her back to what had caused her post-traumatic stress disorder, you basically start to have a disorganized pattern of speech, a disorganized pattern of behavior. You might not be able to concentrate. You might not be able to have memory. And it could definitely impair daily functioning. Some people with schizophrenia might see things, have hallucinations. They might hear things, have auditory hallucinations. They might have delusions. They might have certain fears and paranoias, feeling like, you know, the government's out to get me. The government's out to get me. And they're really following me. And, you know, you're trying to convince them not. And they're like, you don't know. You know, you don't understand. And so we will sometimes use mood stabilizers and medications and such, you know, that can, you know, help with, you know, some of their, you know, thinking and, you know, being able to allow them to start to, you know, rein in their pattern of thought and emotion and behavior. And, you know, unfortunately, people with schizophrenia do have struggles with relationships with people and keeping jobs. And it's a very, you know, it's very debilitating. So, you know, how do you know if somebody, you know, within your household could have schizophrenia? Well, many times they will socially withdraw. You know, if they don't feel like their actions is something that could partake in many kind of social conversations or social circles, they will withdraw. Many times they'll be depressed. they might be a little bit more reactive. They might not have that filter to, you know, they might be more sensitive to criticism. They might also not really see the need to be as diligent with personal hygiene. Some do, some don't. And, you know, although many of us during COVID are like, really, do we really have to put our lashes on? Do we really have to wash our hair every day? You know, so some of that is just, you know, people being, you know, using common sense going, look, I don't think I have makeup on all the time now. However, when they start to not wash, when they start to not brush their teeth, that could be detrimental. Many times they have an expressionless gaze. They just, it could be part of the depression, or it could just be that, you know, they just don't. They're not, you know, connected with your sort of reality or humor or whatever. They might not be able to cry, or they might have inappropriate crying. Or all of a sudden they'll start to cry. And, you know, I don't know if you guys saw Joker, the latest Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. That was very, very demonstrative of somebody who suffered from psychosis and possible schizophrenia. And then sometimes they might oversleep, or sometimes they can't sleep. They might be forgetful, difficulty to concentrate, etc. Lionel Aldridge, I believe, was with the Green Bay Packers. Helped them win two Super Bowl championships in the 60s. I believe he had schizophrenia. Zelda Fitzgerald, Peter Green, Daryl Hammond. So there's been multiple people that have had, you know, schizophrenia, and it's a long-term issue. And so, power goes to Lady Gaga for opening up about it. You know, as more stars open up about issues they have, it starts to, you know, dilute a lot of the stigma that unfortunately follows people that have, you know, these issues. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Donald Trump has now appointed Dr. Scott Atlas of the Hoover Institution, and he is going to be a part, or maybe seeing a new part, of the coronavirus task force. He has announced Dr. Scott Atlas, and Scott Atlas has not been a big fan of school closings. And so he is Donald Trump said he's a brilliant guy, and he thinks by early October that we could well be burned out of COVID. In his opinion, we could see it turn inert. Now, I don't mind having, actually, he's from Stanford. Scott Atlas is from Stanford, and Atlas has apparently questioned the quote-unquote hysteria over school closings. And, you know, we've kind of broken down the whole school issue. You know, it's not so much about the children and their infectivity rate and their morbidity and mortality, even though it should be very, very considered. The school closings have to do with the teachers. If you have teachers that, you know, are fearful of the virus or have elderly parents at home, they don't want to get exposed. And knowing that kids can carry the virus, a lot of people are questioning, you know, why are we exposing the teachers? And, you know, where I kind of stand with the economy, and I had said this before, that, you know, we are going to see another shutdown, or I predicted we would see another shutdown because the schools would close. Well, the schools, the remaining closed, might then prevent that second shutdown, because people are already starting to kind of, you know, relate and, you know, adjust to school closure. So it might actually help the economy the more than we think. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know why I have this stray hair kind of sticking up. I think my hair tries to escape me sometimes. I've been losing more of my hair, and I think it's just because my hair is like trying to get as far away from me as possible. I lose eyelashes, too. I'm noticing some of my eyelashes are falling out. Big thanks for you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hair loss has also been a side effect of some people with COVID. Alyssa Milano had, I believe, demonstrated on a video of her loss of hair, how she's lost hair. A lot of times being sick, you know, is enough to cause stress to lose hair. I think a lot of us are losing hair anyway, because this COVID thing and the shutdowns and, you know, hanging out with the kids and the in-laws and all that, you know, is enough to stress anybody out. But I wouldn't be surprised if this virus seems to do a little bit more than it's supposed to. I think this virus doesn't stay in its lane. I don't. I think this virus does a lot more than we give it credit for. You know, we talked about this multi-system involvement in children, you know, this disease that kind of resembles Kawasaki's disease in children. And I think there's a lot more of those cases we're seeing, and we didn't know why until we kind of linked it to COVID. And one thing that has been really bothering me, that I have been really uneasy about with this COVID, is this anosmia, this inability to smell, this lack of smell and lack of taste. I think the lack of taste is dysgeusia. I don't really pronounce the medical terms correctly because I look at them. It looks like dysgeusia. There's like an E-U when you spell it. And so dysgeusia, I don't know how to pronounce it. But, you know, issues with taste. Look, I'm a doctor. I don't have to pronounce it. I just have to know how to diagnose it, right? Somebody else could pronounce it for me. And my pronunciation has always been kind of corrected, unfortunately. So one thing that's bothered me, it was when I was in medical school was kind of different than it is now. Medical student, when I went, you got yelled at a lot. And you were yelled at while you were taught. And so one thing that was, so when I say I was yelled at, I'm literally meaning I was yelled at. And so I remember we had a patient who lacked smell, had anosmia. And the attending is like, anosmia, you always have to rule out a brain tumor. I'm like, okay, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. So once you get yelled at, it sticks. Now, I'm not saying that's a proper way to teach, right? And we don't teach the younger baby doctors that way anymore. But I got to tell you, every time I got yelled at for something just out of fear, I remembered it. So unfortunately, that's kind of how I learned a lot of my medicine. However, I did notice that there was a transient anosmia when people would get sick, you know. When my son had pneumonia, you know, he said, Mom, I can't really taste food. And I think the antibiotic might have caused that. This was years, years ago when he had pneumonia. You know, food tastes different. And a lot of us, when we're sick, food might taste different. Things might smell different. So when COVID started to have that effect, and people said, oh, it only happened for a couple days, most medical experts were like, okay, you know, no big deal. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. This happens. I got a little nervous when some of the patients I was talking to that I had in telemedicine would ask me, when does this come back? I still can't smell my food. Now, doesn't mean they have a tumor or anything like that. Nobody needs to worry about that. But anosmia is not something that's supposed to hang around chronically. So we're hearing from medical experts that if you have COVID, your inability to smell or taste, or that decrease, could last anywhere from a few days to even 6 weeks. Okay. Now we're being told that 11% of the patients, it could even be longer. Maybe chronic. Maybe permanent. Now, if this is just supposed to be a respiratory virus, or something that causes some diarrhea, and if it's supposed to be a mild virus, why the hell are we losing functions of two very highly specialized functions of our senses? Now, people will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, the virus is in the nose, so it'll, you know, affect the olfactory sensors. All right, but what about the tongue? I mean, I got a lousy tongue. And I'm never getting a piercing, by the way. Tongue, that's not the throat. Most of the virus, we don't swab the tongue when we check you for COVID. We swab the back of the throat. Why are tongue receptors involved? Then it also starts to make you wonder, you know, I'm picking up, you know, from these patients, dry eye, eye irritation. Is it really dry eye because we're blowing air, you know, up into the eyes, you know, because the mask is shunting the ventilation? Or is it that the virus could be affecting the eyes? Now, I've never on this show wanted to worry anybody. I've always wanted to calm things down, you know, tell everybody to pump the brakes. Let's just take it in. Let's just wait for the data. No need to freak out. You know, let's learn, but let's be cautious. You know, don't have chickenpox parties for COVID, all right, where everybody kind of tries to get themselves infected. Don't go out of your way to try and get exposed, okay? Don't be doing mask kisses, okay? I'll do that to my kids. We're all wearing masks, and I'm like, I can give you a little kissy. And I'm like, Mom, we're in the middle of Walmart. I'm like, I know, but I can give you a kissy now because we're in a mask. Hey, kissy. I'm like, Mom, leave it alone. No need to go up to your best friend and do mask kisses. Maybe we want to kind of have that separation. Now, another issue that we've seen with viruses and causing deficits in smell and taste is there's been studies in the past that people that lose their sense of smell and taste also become depressed. We've also seen relationships with loss of senses and dementia. Now, nobody get your panties in a bunch. I'm not saying COVID causes dementia. I'm not saying COVID is going to cause depression or mood issues, although we are seeing people who get out of their ventilation state and they live and they're well and they leave the hospital, they still have, you know, depression. It's kind of hard to discern if, you know, they're depressed because they were just in the hospital for so long, they're depressed because of the virus, or they're depressed because they still don't have a job, you know, they still can't go out to eat and they still can't have a drink because the bars are closed. So, it's going to still take a while for us to kind of filter out and figure out what's going on in terms of that depression. But I just wouldn't be surprised if the news breaks that this virus does like to set up shop in our brain. And that makes me nervous. That makes me very nervous. And so one thing that Donald Trump said yesterday in his press conference, and I mean, mind you, he is not the best public speaker, but he said something, right, while he was complimenting, you know, all the real good companies. He's like, they're really, really good. He had said something about the therapeutics. And I happen to feel that not only should we be racing and really trying to perfect a vaccine, but I really think we better be studying as much as we can with the limited amount of data, treatment options for long-term coronavirus sequelae. You know, right now we're doing pretty good with the remdesivir and the steroids and the Zithromax and the zinc and the famotidine and the vitamin C and the vitamin D and the other things and the oxygen that we're doing in the hospital. And, you know, many doctors are still, you know, tabbing to go, hydroxychloroquine is working for our patients. All right, so if it works, use it. Watch their heart. Whatever works, save people. That's fine. But I don't know if anybody is working on what if somebody drops a bomb on us in the next few months saying, guys, we think this sucker sits and brews. Now, do viruses brew? Hepatitis can brew. Hepatitis could sit there and brew and percolate. You know, percolicious. It could percolate and then, you know, affect the liver. So I don't want to worry everybody, but if you do have continued anosmia or dysgeusia or, you know, loss of taste or smell, pronounce it correctly for your doctor. You might want to get yourself checked out. All I'm saying, 1-877-DEATH-FM.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.